get started with the weather as bad as it is. Call the meeting to order and stand for the invocation. And we have a guest that will give the Pledge of Allegiance to Cindy Hopkins. And I'll introduce her in just a moment. Father, we give thanks for this day. Thanks for the many blessings that we receive. Father, we're mindful of your presence in our lives. We ask for in our decision making, your will be done. Father, lead, guide, and direct us in these things. We ask in your name. Cindy, would you come forward here in honor of Black History Month, which February is? I've reached out to you to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, what school do you go to?
Conway Christian.
Conway Christian. All right. You go right ahead and tell us what to do.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Cindy. What grade are you in?
Fourth.
Thanks for being here. Any veterans present? That's better. I'd like to recognize y'all. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Boyer.
Present.
Cates.
Here.
Good.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Houston.
Here.
Kendricks.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Pickett.
Here.
Rowland.
Here.
Schock.
Here.
Toll.
Here.
I turn to tab one. Approval of the journal. What's your pleasure?
And may I point out that's two journals, one for the animal control and last month's?
Your Honor, I make a motion that we approve both journals as written.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded for approval of both journals as written. Is there any question on any item you see before we vote? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? County officers report, turn to tab two, and we'll start with Treasurer Scott Simpson.
Thank you, Judge. If you will turn with me to the summary of statements of quorum court. County General, Fund 1000, $2,141,872.45. County Road, Fund 2000. $5,975,266.65. County Road Sales Tax, Fund 3402, $3,214,888.37. Animal Welfare and Control, Fund 3404, $1,525,028.39. Criminal Justice Sales Tax, Fund 3407, $907,553.29. You'll flip with me to the next page. Next page, we're dealing with the sales tax. Sales tax for January was $746,575.36. And if you flip it with me again, as you can see, our year-to-date total, running total was down a little bit from last year. We're down 2.31% from last year. I think if you remember the ones on the court from last year, we talked about how we were really much higher increase last year to 2017. It looks like we're drawing back just a little bit. And you will see on the next page, the chart indicates that. We have a downward trend in our one-year average, and our three-month moving average is falling below our one-year moving average. This indicates a downward trend. Once again, I kind of felt like we kind of shot past the moon a little bit last year. Not overly concerned at this point, but let's see what the next 2 or 3 months roll out, and then before we get to getting nervous about our sales tax. Are there any questions about any of that? Thank you, Judge.
I commend you for negotiating a good interest rate on your balances of 2+%. And the county appreciates it.
Thank you, Judge.
for this day and time, that's a good way. Okay, other reports. Other county reports.
Judge, if I may.
Okay, you're next. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Before all the justices, I have an actual organizational chart that we passed out in the committee meeting, and I wanted to make these available to you. Each of us will be passing out our organizational chart, but what's attached to it. What's attached to it is the first pages of 2019 stats that covers our detention, patrol, and criminal investigation department. And we have January completed here. Of course, we're into February now. We are in the process. If you look at the next two pages, it's going to show 2018 and 2017. We're going to go back and backfill these as we can gather information. It's just time consuming to be on there to do that, which will hopefully be able to show any trends, if there are any trends within. So with that said, that's what's before you there. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Okay. Come on, last one. Do you have a figure on here of how many state prisoners you're housing now that haven't been picked up by the state? Is that figure on here?
That's going to be added, sir. This morning it was 73. Just Department of Corrections, then there's Community Corrections that has a backup list as well. I don't get a report as readily as the state. I get it every business day from the state. I'd say it's about 10. For Department of Community Corrections as well.
And that is something, that's something we can add on here, and that's why we're doing this.
I just didn't say, I didn't know where you're on here or not.
Yes.
It's gotten to be a pretty big number. I get the sales stadium, kind of runs about that amount, doesn't
it? It does, yes, sir.
Any other questions on the sheriff? Thank you, Tim. All right, I have you listed as an expenditure report.
Yes, sir. It's in the binder behind Scott's reports, the expenditure reports. And I've also, I believe, provided each one of the justices with a link and a login to get into FI to do run the reports anytime they would like to see them or to check on claims. If anyone has any questions about those or any of the expenditures, y'all can reach out to me anytime during the day, and I can help y'all if you have trouble getting into that. And I believe I've also provided y'all a link for the employee portal.
Any questions right now of Mark? Hearing none, let's move on. Standing committee reports. Courts of Public Safety.
Your Honor, Courts of Public Safety actually had a pretty lengthy meeting on February the 12th. We talked with, visited with Sheriff Riles, talked about the stat sheet that he presented tonight and gave him some suggestions that he's going to incorporate into that they're working on. We also revisited the ordinance 18-16 transparency ordinance, and we have a couple of issues that are ongoing that we're talking about. Also some organizational procedures that we're working on as well. And then lastly, we talked about the animal shelter, and we have a number of proposed ordinances and opportunities that we're looking at that are ongoing. And then tonight, we're prepared to introduce ordinance 19-05.
Yes, Your Honor, we met tonight, had our first organizational meeting, and we'd like to ask you to come speak, or somebody from your office to come speak to us next month, and basically give us a state of the county's infrastructure. You know, where are we at, what have we accomplished, where are some areas where we might need to look at and improve certain roads, bridges, overpasses, And we've got a list we can send those to you.
So. Yeah. Personnel.
Your Honor, personnel met. Interim Chair Boyer called for motions for permanent chair. That was made me. That was the only order of business that we had in our meeting that night.
Any other committee?
Budget and Finance.
Budget and Finance is next. Excuse me.
Judge, we have Ordinance 19-04 for the court's consideration. We met last Tuesday and found out we still were short of a few funds, so we have an ordinance here.
Thank you. I usually call on you first. My fault. Okay. Old business come before the court. Hearing none, let's go to new business. John McGraw, Library Report, you give annually. Please
yes.
Come forward.
Thank you very much. Hey, make some slides for you folks. Steve assures me this is going to work perfectly.
The beats is coming on.
Handouts. This is a very short summary. But since a lot of y'all are new, I thought I would cover things in some detail.
Thank you.
I like print. I really do.
Print will never go away.
Thank you. JT, pass that whole
thing. Somewhat waterlogged answers for folks here. So, I'm John McGraw, I'm the County Librarian. I'm the director in Faulkner County. I'm also the regional director. Faulkner County is part of a regional library system with Van Buren County. Together, we make the third largest public library system in the state of Arkansas. Most of that traffic is, as you can guess, here in Faulkner County, and most of that traffic is here in Conway. We've been trying to keep up with Conway. We are in a building that was built 25 years ago, 1994, and most of our challenges are related to the age of that building and the fact that Conway refuses to stay the size it was in 1994. So, Conway is a moving target, and the library is also a moving target. We are constantly trying to roll out some new things, shut down things that aren't working. Before there was Marie Kondo, there was libraries who were saying, this isn't working, let's get rid of it. So in the last year, we did a couple of really exciting things. We joined a subscription service called Hoopla, which is essentially a pay-per-view service. It has given us access to about 616,000 items, books, audiobooks, movies, TV shows, comic books, records. It has become a huge thing for our patrons. Occasionally, titles will take off, and literally everybody can read the same title. It's not like we have one copy, and if you get to it first, everybody else has to get in line behind you. If you all want to watch the same movie tonight, you can all go to Hoopla, download it. You get about 3 items per month. We also helped found the Arkansas Digital Library Consortium this year. We got together with 23 other counties, most of whom have no money to spend on audiobooks or ebooks. And we ourselves about quadrupled. I've wrote tripled, but actually doing the math, it's actually more like quadrupled the size of our collection. But what we've also done is bring about 40,000 titles to many libraries across this great state who had almost nothing and could afford almost nothing. These are titles we have essentially leased in perpetuity, so it's not like the people are getting a free ride off of us. We have bought these titles, and it doesn't matter how many times they get checked out, they will be ours. So we've got a burgeoning traffic in all these downloadable items. I've made a convert here at the table who is great to speak on my behalf on that regard, but the downloadables now accounts for more checkouts than pretty much every other location put together except for Conway.
I downloaded one last night.
Me too.
Yeah.
So the old conventional wisdom is that the library's been replaced by the internet. Nobody goes to the library anymore, and it's in the words of Yogi Berra, nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded. I've got about 110 parking spaces in Conway, and as you can see, about 94 people an hour walk through the front door in Conway, so that gives us a bit of a difficulty in Conway almost any given day. On Mondays and Tuesdays, especially when the driving test is being given, you're lucky if you get a parking space before noon, because there's a line of people going out the door and around the building to get in there to get a driver's license. So we've got a very democratic institution in the library. Anybody can come there. Everybody can come there. We don't have a membership fee like some libraries do. It's a place that allows anybody and everybody to pop in for whatever they need, whether they're trying to get their tax forms, which you used to get at the post office, or they're trying to vote, or they're trying to take an online class, they're trying to fill out a job application, whatever you need, the library is usually there. We also share spaces. We have four meeting rooms. If I had twice as many, I could keep them booked every single day like the four that we have. We have hosted over 2,000 meetings in 2018 alone. The Pew Research Study did an examination of library users. People who, like folks here tonight, try to influence how their government should respond to their needs are twice as likely to use a library as people who don't use a library. People who gather for community organizations. Some of you I've seen come into the library and you go straight in the meeting room because you're there for a community group that meets to try to do positive things for your community. People who participate in those sort of meetings are twice as likely to use libraries in the last year as people who don't use libraries. And so we've had all kinds of things happening at the library because these community groups meet. They often have good ideas. They often ask us to contribute to services that we're doing there, and we're happy to provide that. Now, if you will look on lists of broadband access, it will say that Faulkner County has 100% access to broadband, and that is largely because of people like the library who assisted 42,000 people get onto a fast internet connection last year. We have people who are taking classes online. We have people taking doing Skype sessions with people across the country, people who are interviewing for jobs across the country. And for many people, the library is the way they can have fast internet. When I'm at home, the way I get fast internet is through this, and Arkansas is 49th in the nation in the number of people like myself who the only access to broadband is by tapping into their phone and getting onto a mobile network like that. So, while we are doing a great job at the library, it is largely because Arkansas has a lot of catching up to do as far as giving their citizens access to broadband. We are also one of the few places that do not require you to purchase anything to take advantage of our services. So that is another aspect in which the library is a very democratic institution. And we are reaching out to our schools. We are now, we have a lifelong learners program that puts our collection in the hands of 8 different schools in Faulkner County. And that's about 3,000 students between those 8 schools. We also have programs for kids. 1,800 toddlers and 5,600 pre-K kids just in the last year. You should definitely someday go to Mount Vernon or Twin Groves after school is out. Literally the entire school is at the library. They are stacked high. They are keeping busy. They are running multiple programs for different groups of kids every single day. They can have, like I say here, 9,700 attendees in 2018. There are not 9,700 people living in the cities of Twin Groves and Mount Vernon. That is because those kids are attending multiple programs every day, and they are there every single day until we close the doors and lock the doors behind them. And we also did a fine forgiveness program every summer where we collect school supplies. In the last summer, we got about 300 pounds of school supplies to assist at-risk youth. And that should say, because the summer slide is not a playground. We also have activities every single day at the library. That's another thing that's preventing me from having more meetings is we're using those meeting rooms to have activities in libraries every single day. So we are having clogging classes. The first night we got our new security system set up, police came because the cloggers were shutting off all the glass break alarms throughout the building. The cloggers are there once a week, and they are an active bunch. We have yarnaholics doing crochet. We have sign language classes. We had Japanese classes this summer. We had bridge groups, writers groups, you name it, we're having it. There's a garden behind the library, community garden. It started out as a competition between the three colleges, but now it is an urban garden where people can come and take courses and learn how to do gardening in their backyard or in a container. We have a little bit of everything. We also host the largest comics sci-fi fantasy convention in the state of Arkansas every fall. And we could not do this without volunteers. We probably have some of the lowest paid county employees in the county, and we augment that with our robust group of volunteers. Our volunteers showed up 1,300 hours in the last, or 1,300 times in 2018 and gave us 4,600 hours of their time. We also have Friends of the Library group, which is incredibly generous. There's about 223 active members. They support us with their time and their money. They run two annual book sales. We sell books by the pound. We sell thousands of pounds of books twice a year. We have one coming up the 1st of April. All the money we raise from that goes right back into programs for kids. And, yes, we do actually still serve as a warehouse of books in addition to all the things we have added to our mission. We still do the old-fashioned stuff where we actually lend out the materials. We added 20,000 items to the collection last year. That means we probably removed at least 20,000 items because all of our buildings are essentially full. We have 25-year-old buildings. We have filled them up. For everything we add, we have to take something else out. 70% of the collection was checked out last year, so a lot of these books are not getting dusty. They're going out every single year. And our DVD library now has more titles than Netflix does. So, we do a lot every single day. We also answer questions. We answered roughly 160,000 questions, but I guarantee you we underreport this number because when you are dealing with 95 people coming in every single hour, you do not have a lot of time to write down a lot of those hash marks. So the best number we can come up with is we do know we recorded 160,000 requests for information last year. We handle everything from tax assistance, health insurance enrollment, which again gets back to computer access for many people. Job searches, homework help, we notarize documents every single day, we register people to vote, and last year, roughly a quarter of the early voting last fall was at the library. We had a brisk line going, but it was a line every single day. And we do this because Conway is transforming, and if we do not transform along with you, we will get left behind. And if we get left behind, you will fall behind. Best I can calculate, this isn't everything we do, but this is everything I can monetize. Last year, the library provided roughly $3.41 in goods and services for every dollar that we spent. And so most of my issues come back to, I have 25-year-old buildings. They're built for Faulkner County in 1994. They weren't exactly built for the future, but that's what they could do at the time. In a perfect world, we have about 1 square foot of library per capita, and we got about half of that. But we are doing the best we can with the space we have and the staff that we have, and they do an amazing job every single day. Any questions?
So are you guys looking at planning for expansion or future growth at this time?
There's a big obstacle to that. Most of my money is coming from the millage, and I cannot spend millage on construction. The buildings we have were paid for with a sales tax back in 1992, 93, something like that. And it built identical buildings in Bologna, Mayflower, Greenbrier, and it paid for the library in Conway. The buildings in Mount Vernon and Twin Groves we do not own, so there's very little we can do about the condition of those buildings. We have acquired some land in Mount Vernon, and we are excited about the idea of building a library out there. Due to extremely good decisions made by my predecessors and the board going back many, many years, there is some money in fines and donations, which can be used for construction. There's also a statute that says that if the library has carryover in the millage, we can do that as matching funds for other funds. So essentially, I can double the money that we have in fines and donations rolled over, so I can double that money. But that will maybe get us a nice building in Mount Vernon. They certainly deserve a bigger building and a better building than what they have.
good report.
Thank you very much.
Question, John, did the library lose money last year?
I was going to say no, but we did have an unfortunate roof failure. After 25 years, the roof finally gave out on us. That carryover that we have in millage was there when the roof failed, and so we did spend $100,000 for a new roof, so we went about $40,000 in the red last year. We still have a substantial carryover. I could get Scott to give you an exact number, but it's substantial. I think most departments would be happy to have as much carryover as the library is carrying.
I don't know that I can give you an exact number, but I believe around a million.
Yeah,
that,
at least.
The carryover.
Yeah.
Maybe five. I don't have it in front of me right now, but.
There is a cushion.
There is a cushion.
There is a cushion.
Okay.
A big cushion. And I hope I never need it. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Mayor Baker, I would just like to thank you, Mr. McGraw, as a patron of all of the libraries that you service and having avid readers as grandchildren. That we have visited them all, particularly in the summer, during the summer months. But I would just like to say what a great job you're doing, and especially that program in the back with the garden where people can come and supplement their food needs.
Yes.
Pick it and take it home and get educated about it at the same time.
Yes.
And then the census, that's getting ready and gearing up.
Yes.
That you all are doing a tremendous job with the census, having workers there.
Yes. We have census workers on site. They're also looking to get more space in there. We're doing some informational sessions as well, so people can come in and find out. We're going to make sure that people have an express terminal that's available to them for short periods of time, so that people who need to fill out their census information online aren't forced to wait for a computer. We did an online survey of our patrons. About only 1.5% said they had an unsuccessful visit to the library, which is amazing. Of that 1.5%, 30% said their failure at the library was computer failure, which is substantial. And half of those people said the failure of the library was they didn't have enough computers. We got about 28 right now, and that's not enough. So we're looking at getting some laptops and other things so that we don't have any backlog as much as possible, and we're going to have laptops ready for the people who need to fill out their census information so that Faulkner County gets counted and people aren't left behind. And the picture that the government has of Faulkner County is adequate to what we have.
4 years ago, there was a recommendation made that the Van Buren County-Faulkner County relationship dissolve. This man right here has made that question go away. It's functioning, and it's functioning good. When the recommendation was made from higher-ups, they recommended it to be dissolved, not corrected. When John came on, he tackled it, and it's straightened out, and it's functioning great.
Yes.
It really is.
Judge?
Yes?
I've noticed they have their budget books out here for the JPs. The estimated carryover for the library is going to be right there in the revenue section. That might give you a better number. 3006, is that your fund number?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
3008.
3008.
Yeah,
3008.
Okay, it's 8. I was going to ask, how long have you been giving driver's check?
Oh, it's been going on since before I got there. But they did about 4,400 licenses last year. And some of those people take the test many, many times. So I don't know how many actual tests were administered, but 4,400 licenses actually happened because of that. And that's people who are able to get to class. That's people who are able to get to jobs. That's people who are able to get their kids to school. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, Teddy Ramenberg is here. Stand up back here just a moment, because I'm gonna recap why Teddy's here. Teddy has requested to be moved from one fire district to another, from the center fire district to the Greenbrier fire district. He's a lot closer to the Greenbrier fire district, 4.5 miles, I believe, what I understand, and further away from the other. He's requested this. We have some standing requests from other individuals to be moved from one fire district to the other. And David Hogue has started an initiative trying to get in with the chiefs. If there's some areas of fire district, we can redraw to address some of this. So what I need for Hogue to do is study before we tackle any of them. So if we do one, we're going to have to tackle them all individually. I need him to do that study. I know that I told you to come before the court tonight, but after this with David, there's more than one case of people wanting to move from one district to the other. And I'll task him to look at trying to get it uniformity where we can try to accommodate people. We're going to try to accommodate folks, I think, but we've got to take it considerations to just one at a time. So thank you for being here. I know you got out in the bad weather and thinking it's going to happen, but during the course of latter part of last week, we discovered this. So it's not, you're not the only folks that have asked. Yes.
The projection of when that study will start and possibly.
I think, Tom, you might have a better feel for it than Ashley.
I've got David here.
Oh, you got David here. David, did you hear the way I explained it and like to add something to it and tell us? The question was, when do you think it might be, the study might be done?
I need to talk to each fire chief. That should be easy to do. I'm going to bring one ordinance in front of the court to solve the whole problem at once if we can. So hopefully by the next court meeting, I should have something for you.
That's quick enough. That's what they wanted to hear.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to put you on hold for a minute, David. Okay, moving right along then. Turn to tab 4, appropriation ordinance, proposed ordinance 19-4. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move that proposed ordinance 1904 be put on the table for the court's consideration.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. For proposed ordinance 19-4, would you read it by title only, Ms. West?
Be it enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 18-34, December 18, 2018, attest Margaret Darter, Faulkner County Secretariat, affirm James Baker, Faulkner County Judge.
Thank you. David, I heard David say something.
He said, well done.
Oh, okay. I know you weren't talking about me, but anyway. It's my understanding these have been reviewed by
the
Finance Committee and the recommendation came before the committee. Any questions? The floor is open for any questions.
Your Honor, one of the things that was brought up in that Budget and Finance meeting was the fact that Chris had asked for $67,000 to buy two vehicles. Through my state job, we bid vehicles there and let her know that she could bid those. She could get those cheaper by going through the state bid. She's done that now, which I applaud. That new number she said is 57.
It's 54,215.
54,215. My question would be, should we change this appropriation?
We left the rest though because since they were in Washington, we haven't gotten to talk to him about the sales tax amount or the insurance amount. So we were just going to keep the original amount, use what we need for sales tax and insurance, since we have the money to appropriate, and then leave it alone and not touch it. Whatever's left over will stay in there. We're not planning to spend anything else the rest of this year. We're just going to let it start building again for replacement of vehicles in the future.
Is that the fund that it needs to stay in? I guess I would ask Budget Finance.
Yeah.
Is it okay for it to stay there? Okay. Fair enough.
I guess the $13,000
is $13,000. Yeah. Yeah, it was a little big help to go and check with the state contract.
Yeah. Your Honor, that brings up another question. Are all of our vehicles bid? I mean, obviously they're not because she was not going to bid those. Do we bid our vehicles countywide through the state contract, or do we use a state contract, or do we get bids, or do we do a combination of both?
I'm pretty sure it's a combination of both. I don't think it's just one way or the other. I think it's a combination of both.
That's what I was telling them. When I checked the state contract, there's not a lot of SUVs on there. So, like, people that would need SUVs, they're not there. It's mostly trucks and police vehicles. Right. And yeah.
Yeah, there's a few, but it's not there. You're right.
I know that I can only test the one that I bought last year and sure be that. But I think we do both the state bids. You don't have to, if you buy off the state bids, you don't have to bid.
Right.
If you buy used vehicles, you don't have to bid. It's another thing. New vehicles should be bid out if they're not on the state.
And I think if they're over a year old.
It's considered used.
Used, okay.
It's a used statute, yeah.
Say
5,000 miles or over a year from
manufacture
date.
We'll
definitely use the state contract.
Well, it did, and I guess to that point, I almost wonder if there should not be some kind of a study done. I don't know which committee it would go to, but to get some uniformity so that we're only doing one. Obviously, we were fixing to spend $13,000 more here. But, and in fairness to her, she's newly elected. She didn't know. But she thought she was getting a great deal on used vehicles, which were over a year old. In effect, she got brand new vehicles, and we saved the county or the assessor's office $13,000. I don't know if that should go through budget finance, through courts of public safety. But, you know, if we're always talking about being in a numbers crunch. If we say $13,000 here, where else can we say $13,000? This may not be the time or place for that, but I do think that's something for further discussion.
This is as good a time as any. You want to make a formal motion?
Well, let's vote on this, and then we can come to that. Okay. We can do that in new business or refer it to a committee. I don't know.
Other questions? Any other questions on what's before you and proposed ordinance 19-1?
Judge, I do have a question. For section 2, do we know whether that vehicle has been bid or is it a used one or what exactly is going on with that line item for $30,000 for the coroner?
I think I did ask Jessica that after the meeting the other day, and that was a state bid vehicle, she said, or through the state contract. And I'm using two terms and combining them. It's a state contract or a bid system. I apologize. Okay. But, yes, she did use the state contract for that particular bid. Yes.
Other question? Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahowski.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Roland.
Yes.
Schott.
Yes.
Toll.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 19-4 does pass. Turn to tab 5. Proposed ordinance 19-05. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, the Courts and Public Safety Committee has recommended that we move this to the full court, so I'll make a motion that we approve ordinance 19-05.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve ordinance 19-05. Counselor, would you read the ordinance?
Be it enacted by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance establishing a criminal justice coordinating committee. Did you want it read by title only?
Please read it all. It's brand new.
Whereas under ACA 12-6-601, the General Assembly encourages the establishment of local criminal justice coordinating committees composed of local judges, local corrections officials, the prosecuting attorney, law enforcement officials, county officials, medical professionals, and mental health professionals. Whereas the Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee shall periodically review data and records of local and regional detention facilities collected under 12-12-219. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, Section 1, members, Faulkner County Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee shall consist of one district court judge, one circuit court judge, one local corrections official, the prosecuting attorney, the sheriff, the City of Conway Chief of Police, the chief of police from a smaller precinct in the county, one justice of the peace, one medical professional, one mental health professional, one officer with the Department of Community Corrections. In the event that any of these members cannot be present, a designee may be substituted. Section 2, duties. The Faulkner County Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee shall periodically review data and records of local and regional detention facilities collected under 12-12-219 and assist in the access and transfer of this data. The committee shall recommend protocols for the efficient and effective use of local criminal justice resources. Attest Margaret Darter, Form Court Secretariat, approved Jim B. Baker, Faulkner County Judge.
You've heard proposed ordinance 19-5 read. Floor is now open for discussion.
Judge, I have something on this. This doesn't have an emergency clause in it. This is the first time it's been read. So I'm thinking through procedural things that the ordinance would need to be read three times at three separate readings, or the rules must be suspended in order for us to pass something like this tonight, or an emergency clause be added to it since it's a brand new ordinance. And maybe David Skyping over there can either affirm or deny this claim that I've made.
So, Your Honor, I make a motion that we suspend the rules for this one so that we can go ahead and pass it based on the critical situation that we have with this ordinance.
So you're stating it's an emergency?
Yes, sir.
All right. Motion been made and seconded. Let's suspend the rules that the emergency order be declared. Tyler has questioned. Any question on that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Back to the discussion proposed ordinance at hand. Other discussion?
I have questions, Mr. Chairman.
I guess I'll direct this question to Courts and Public Safety. Section 1, the last sentence, a designee may be substituted. I just would like to know who would be responsible for making those substitutions.
In the event that any of the members cannot attend, be present at the meetings. So, for example, let's just say that the sheriff could not make the meeting. He could designate his chief deputy to attend. Or if a circuit judge couldn't make it, he could attend a designee. Or if the chief of police of Conway couldn't do it, he could have one of his majors attend in their stead.
Other questions? Does that answer you?
Yes, sir.
Other questions on this ordinance? This is new now. Sheriff, you want to talk for it? You have any comment? I mean, I know.
Yeah,
well, it's needed.
I just not comments. It's just a sense of urgency with this whole process. We have a plan for this. The very first thing in our plan is to reduce population. And within that is to have this panel that's made up of all these individuals to give us ideas, authority, and ways of reducing our population so that we can actually start some work before, you know, within our Unit 1 facility before somebody gets hurt.
Thank you. Other questions? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahowski.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Toll.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 19-5 does pass. We're still under new business. Any other new business need to come before this court tonight?
Yes, Your Honor. This is kind of in conjunction with Ordinance 1905. At the request of the sheriff, I would go ahead and make a motion to the court that the chairman of the Courts and Public Safety Committee be the designee for the court.
Second. Motion been made and second. That the chairman of the Courts and Public Safety Committee be the designee to represent the one JP that I saw in here. Is that right? Does that need a roll call vote or any discussion? Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Done. Good recommendation.
I was running out of things to do.
you may visit that substitute thing. I know
get another place.
Right. Under new businesses, any other items need to come up for this court tonight?
Your Honor, I would like to make a request. We had, in January, talked about having a animal control meeting, full meeting, the fourth Tuesday of every month, and while I still think that that's necessary for this coming month, Justice Pickett held a volunteer meeting for the new members of the former court one day earlier this month. I was not able to attend that, but his email piqued my curiosity, and I went back through our budget book. I don't know everything there is to know about the budgeting process. I know he's given a good class to the new ones. I would like for us to, in our March 2nd meeting, instead of it being an animal control meeting, I'd like for Justice Pickett to go over the budgeting process with the whole court, if that would please the rest of the court.
Is that a
motion?
Was that a
motion? I can make that motion. I don't know if we need a motion.
No, wait a minute. You're talking about having two meetings in March.
We're going to have two meetings in February. If we're going to talk dogs and cats next Tuesday night, just like we talked about in January.
But in March, you're talking about having a second meeting.
Instead of animals, in the month of March, we'll talk about budgeting and then come right back down.
That's what I'm
in April, yes, sir. I just think with, again, I don't know everything there is to know. Some of the other older court members may not. And as we go through and start talking about building buildings, needing new libraries, different things like that, if we all have the knowledge that Justice Pickett has, I think it will help us all as we make decisions.
Just ask Justice Pickett if you'd be willing to put on a meeting.
Well, Judge, I would love to.
Steve.
Does that take a motion?
Steve,
to
the what time is the meeting next week? 7 or 6:30?
Just put it on the
7.
Just put it on the agenda, and I'll be glad to do it.
That resolves that. Still need this.
It's a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday.
Hearing none and seeing lightning out there, let's move on then. Any special reports? Hearing none, what about announcements?
Judge, and to follow up on what Justice Stevens suggested regarding bidding of vehicles, purchasing of vehicles, the budget, let the Budget and Finance Committee look into that, and I'll bring a report to the court as soon as I, probably next month.
Yes.
I was just going to let y'all know that we went live yesterday with a new online search for real estate records for Acton Scout now. Some of y'all may have saw it on Facebook or friends of mine. We signed a contract this year to go Acton Scout. It's a search, and a search makes finding your real estate records at home online easier. And also, Margaret has went in with a contract with them also that's going to put marriage records linked in with us. And Sherry Kim's also did that's going to put collection linked in with us. And eventually, they're talking to Crystal about putting deeds linked in with us. The next couple of years, we're hoping to be a one-stop shop for Faulkner County to be able to go through our website, but access everything that everybody wants to at one spot. But we did go live on real estate yesterday. So it's actdataScout.com, if anybody wants to know. You can look up real estate stuff. It's ACT, actdataScout.com. You can just choose Faulkner.
Thank you. Announcement, Faulkner County NAACP presents Lift Every Voice and Sing. This is a event that will be held February 24th at UCA Ottawa Auditorium, 4 p.m., with performances by several local community churches in Faulkner County, and a public thank you to Justice Boyer for helping us with Black History Projects and the Martin Luther King events and every other justice that may have helped also.
Give me the location of that again, please.
It will be at UCA in the Ida Waldron Auditorium.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Okay. Other announcements?
Your Honor, yes. I believe we have an election commission meeting Friday. Is that right, Margaret?
Say that again.
Election commission?
This meeting? Friday?
Friday.
Yes.
That's right.
Open for all that want to attend.
Right.
Yes, and if anybody wants on their notification list, then they can email me and I'll pass it on to Teresa, but they have a separate list if you want to be notified on Election Commission.
I want to commend Sheriff Rawls last Friday. I saw him conduct a training exercise with his deputies in connection with the City of Conway first responders at the Boy Scout camp at Damascus. No Boy Scouts were present, but they went through an exercise in case the Boy Scouts were there and some folks came in and took hostages. Other things with the Boy Scouts being there, it was outstanding. Here's what I was able to see it, and commend you for the training that went on.
Thank you, Judge.
I believe the director of the Scouts camp was most concerned about something happening sometime. You took advantage.
Well, thank you.
It was good.
I think David had something to say.
First of all, Sheila has reminded me that she has these passed to approve a plan that we need to get to FEMA before March 21st, so I would ask to put that on the next
Is the next meeting next Tuesday night of this political report? All right. Next Tuesday night's next meeting, David, it'll be on the agenda for next Tuesday night with the animal control. Since you got a deadline involved, we can
attend this meeting this week. I won't make it a habit. I'm learning better and better negotiation skills for use in contracts and everything else we do.
You know, I like having the opportunity for a mute button for them, for him.
Wish I could reach it.
John, I've got to bring this up. I know I'm probably embarrassed myself more than anybody else. Define hoopla law. Chief Ned Perez defined it another way, hoopla law. And I didn't know the definition of hoopla had been changed to the map.
Yeah, but that's above my pay grade.
Okay. You can find it one way, but it's Indian Chief to find it another. Other announcements?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. Thank y'all.
You want to sit down with life. And that's what I'm saying.
She's got the
same
thing.
Yeah.
She's got to be in the
We got nothing but the ordinance. No information.
I know you're just going to take the time.
I don't know what I'm voting.
I'll take care of that.
Oh, you're talking about when we first changed?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.